There's this universal experience we all go through in school. It perfectly prepares us for adulthood.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, the dreaded group project. You sit there fuming, wondering why nobody else seems to care about the final grade as much as you do.
Right. Because they don't.
Exactly. Well, today we are doing a deep dive into your customized workbook. Specifically, it's a brutal reality check from chapter 10 about human nature. The core law is, well, it's simple. When it comes to what you want and those you love, no one will ever care as much or work as hard as you.
It is a really tough pill to swallow. But today is day two of this week's work, which means we are moving from theory into practice. Your mission today is to review the chapter distill list, figure out which points hit you the hardest, and, select exactly three of them.
3 points to review morning, midday, and evening. But as we look at how human behavior actually works, let me give you a quick tip on evaluating that list.
Yeah, what should they look for?
Don't just pick the bullets that sound validating or like look good on a bumper sticker. You want to actively hunt for the ones that trigger cognitive dissonance.
Oh, that's a great way to frame it.
Right. Think of cognitive dissonance like an internal alarm bell. It rings when your brain realizes your actual behavior doesn't match your deeply held beliefs.
And that discomfort is incredibly valuable. I mean, it is a spotlight pointing directly at the gap between what you claim to value and what you are actually doing to protect it.
Yes, absolutely. So take this bullet from the list. It says, expecting others to match your effort will cost you.
Oof, yeah, that one stings.
It does. If we go back to that group project analogy, expecting others to carry your personal weight just breeds resentment. It literally costs you your mental peace.
Which totally drains your energy.
Completely. And that ties right into another core point. Loving yourself is required if you want to properly care for others. If your own baseline needs are collapsing because you're carrying everyone else's baggage.
Right, while waiting for them to chip in.
Exactly. You can't genuinely support anyone. You just burn out.
And see, that resentment is exactly why the brain needs to consciously shift its operating system, which brings us to the actual daily practice. You are tasked with reading your chosen 3 points 3 times a day.
Wait, let me stop you right there. Because reading the same three sentences, morning, noon, and night, to a lot of people, that just sounds like, I don't know, toxic positivity or empty affirmations.
I know.
Does repeating a phrase actually do anything real?
It does, but not because of magic. It is basic neurobiology. Repetition physically rewires neural pathways.
Okay, so we're talking about actual structural changes.
Exactly. By exposing yourself to these specific concepts repeatedly, you are forcing the brain to build new infrastructure. You are turning conscious, effortful thoughts into automatic reflexes.
So you don't have to think about it anymore.
Right. Take one of the distill points. The people who win assume ownership before they have to. Neurologically, this shifts your brain's locus of control.
Okay, locus of control. Let's break that down. What does that actually look like in the brain?
Well, think of your locus of control like a thermostat. If it's external, you're just a thermometer. The weather outside dictates the temperature of your house.
You're completely reactive?
Yeah, and that floods the brain with stress hormones. But if your locus of control is internal, you set the dial, regardless of the blizzard outside.
Oh, wow. That is a great way to put it.
Assuming ownership forces the brain out of that stressed, reactive state and into a proactive problem-solving state.
So you're taking the wheel before the car even starts swerving. I like that. But what about when that ownership means doing way more work than the person next to you?
See, that brings up a brilliant bullet from the list. Working harder than others isn't unfair, it's the unfair advantage.
Which sounds completely counterintuitive.
It does, because the human brain has a built-in bias to seek fairness. When you view extra work as unfair, your brain processes it almost like physical pain. It literally releases cortisol.
Wait, really? It treats it like pain.
Yeah. But when you consciously reframe that extra work as your secret competitive advantage, you turn a chore into a game. And the brain loves winning games.
Oh, so you get that dopamine hit.
Exactly. It rewards that shift in perspective with a hit of dopamine. Suddenly, doing more isn't a burden. It is the exact mechanism for getting ahead.
That chemical shift completely changes the game. All right, let's lock in your actionable steps for today. You need to read through your chapter distill list 3 times.
And on your fourth pass, make your final selection of the 3 points that challenge you the most.
Then, physically write those 3 points into the daily practice list for this week's work.
Do not skip the writing part, by the way. Physically writing them by hand engages motor pathways that really deepen that cognitive encoding we just talked about.
Perfect. So as you step back into your day, I want to leave you with a different way to look at the friction in your life. Look at your biggest current stressor right now.
Yeah, take a hard look at it.
Ask yourself, are you genuinely stressed because the task itself is too hard, or are you secretly stressed because you were still waiting for someone else to step in and save you?